we can sense the response. And maybe the next stage, we'll reach those people. We'll contact them and tell them or invite them. So we will let the Lord lead us. Okay, let's go to Mark chapter 4. It's very short scripture. Let's read together from verse 26 to 29. Let's go together. He also said, "This is what the kingdom of God is like. A man scatters seeds on the ground. Night and day, whether he sleeps or gets up, the seed sprouts and grows, though he does not know how. All by itself, the soil produces grain. First the stalk, then the head, then the full kernel in the head. As soon as the grain is ripe, he puts the sickle to it, because the harvest has come." Okay. There's a person, a man, who scattered the seed on the ground. So after the seed scattered, the seed will be buried and disappear under soil. But thing happens. Starts sprout, and then later, stalk and the head, and then full kernel in the head. And time go on, it will become ripe, and then put sickle to it, and then harvest time. Jesus, in his heart, he was eager to reveal to the disciples what the kingdom of God. But through the whole creation, the material that we can see and touch can never come close enough to describe the kingdom of God. So Jesus kind of brought up the closest possible to reveal to disciples. Because the kingdom of God, you cannot see by your eyes. So Jesus used parable to reveal, so people may see what exactly looked like. And this is a message in Jesus' heart. This is the center of his ministry. So actually, Jesus spent so many time using different parables to describe, to illustrate. And all those parables, actually, you put them together, each parable only describes a small portion, because that is beyond human comprehension. And strikingly, you can notice that Jesus used a lot of parables by the seed. This may be the closest they ever bring up to us. So we may try to understand. We may have seen seed in the past. You look at one seed. You look the shape, maybe the color. You can even smell it, but don't eat it. And you observe it. But whatever you can try, you can touch, you can squeeze. One thing that you never ever see is the life inside the seed. And that's why Jesus used the seed, because this is what really matters in the kingdom of God. And through this unseen life, today's message is heavenly life. Because the life that Jesus wants to reveal to us is come from heaven, from above, from God. And he gave us this illustration, because last time we remember the first parable, he said, this is the parable of the parables. If you don't understand this parable, then the rest of the parables, you don't have a clue. So that is so important. And through the process of the growth of the seed to demonstrate a small portion of the status of kingdom of God. So don't mistake that one parable can completely cover the whole truth of kingdom of God. Some people once try to interpret the parable. They try to cover everything about the truth, and they may fail. And they turn out like a kind of a twisted or compelling to match. And that's not the way. Otherwise, Jesus should not use so many parables. If one parable can cover everything, then he can stop there. But that's not the case. So give us a little bit notice that if we go into the parable, we should prepare. Let's come back to the seed. Inside the seed, there is an unseen life. But this life, through the seed, we will see or we understand that a tiny, tiny seed, but inside it, there is a complete design, a full plan already inside the seed. Everything. Nothing more, nothing less. Every complete process is inside the seed. Of course, today we know it's called RNA, like human or animal called DNA. But at that time, Jesus wanted to show them. And once the seed, the very seed, is go into the good soil means when the attitude listens to God's message. If the attitude is the right one, that's called good soil. So Jesus brought up three, not the right attitude, but only the one, the good one, the good soil. If the seed fall into the good soil, only this case, nothing else. If you drop into the other attitude, it would not go that way. The whole program of that seed would not reveal. So only put into the good soil. That is a noble, honest, and obedient attitude. When with that attitude to listen to God's message, then there is a promise. The seed itself, it will grow to the full extent. Therefore, inside the seed, the life inside the seed would follow exactly the process already designed, already programmed, already coded into that seed in an exact order, step by step, very, very stable, and for sure it will become ripe and mature and can look forward for harvest. So scatter the seed to the ground, bury and disappear, and then time goes, you will start to see sprout, and time continue, you will see the stalk, and then the head, and then the full kernel of in the head, and then time continue, you will become ripe, and then you need to cut it off because harvest time has come. So this is the process. If fall into the good soil, that is why Paul said, I planted the seed, Apollos watered it, but God made it grow. So neither he who plants nor he who waters is anything, that means nothing, but only God who make things grow. Only God, because God put that life inside the seed. That will function just once it falls into the good soil. So we see that Jesus wants to bring this illustration to disciples, starting from the seed and sprout, stalk, head, full kernel in the head, and ripe and harvest. Jesus wants to show so we may understand the kingdom of God is a matter of life. Life. That is amazing. Life is so amazing itself. So if we did receive that seed, the word, into our heart, and we trust that our heart was a good soil, then we should take a break or rest and relax. That seed will grow. You don't need to worry. It will grow according to what God has already designed and programmed. It will grow all the way to harvest. That's why Christian got peace. That peace is because God already programmed, designed. We just follow, and you will see the result. So for the seed, we see that process. Jesus has already brought it up. Maybe look at us. Look at us. Maybe some of you will remember the time we started to receive the seed. Remember the time that you came to services. When you heard God's word, God's message, somehow you felt something inside you, in your spirit. You found that your spirit has eaten something. Something got in. You notice, even though it cannot describe very, very clearly, but you start to sense. Some people always say, touch my heart. The message, God's message, touch my heart. It stir up something inside. I cannot describe, but I know it's kind of something moving. Maybe that's the time the seed drop into the soil. And then time continue. Then you start to find something that you are starting to get interested about, something related to spirit. Spiritual thing, you start to get interested. You sense that there should be something attract you. Maybe the soil already cover the seed. The seed disappear. Maybe that's the time. And then, furthermore, time continue. You appreciate so much about brothers and sister testimony. They will touch you. And you say, if he or she really experienced that, I want to. You start to kind of have response. And also you respond to brothers and sister love. You start to enjoy that and appreciate that. And you feel great. Maybe that's a time that tiny seeds start to sprout. And maybe Lord continue to bless you. You start to get respond to the hymns. Maybe time you sing the hymns, you sometimes even cry. Sometimes you meditate, say, oh, yes, the hymn talking about me from my heart. You know that. And you start to open your eye to the Bible. You found that, wow, that's exactly what I want. That is the maybe the sprout going even stronger. And then Lord continue to lead you. Then you start to learn how to pray, talk to him. And when you start to talk to him, you start to sense you got a response. It's not one-way communication, but two-way, mutual. You talk and he talked to you. Wow, that's something really amazing. Maybe it's the time that you see the head of that seed coming up in the air. And maybe further, that inside of you, you feel that the life inside is kind of burning. And the life inside you kind of want to come out. You cannot hold it. You just want to come out. You want to share. You want to give. You want to serve. That desire becomes stronger. You cannot deny it. Even though you may not be good at how to serve, but you try. Sometimes you may wonder, what's going on with me? But it's not you. It's about he. He's inside. He wants to do something. You cannot help. Maybe that time the head is start to really grow. And maybe continue. That already programmed the seed will give you a hunger and thirst. You will start to feel that hungry and thirsty about Jesus. You eager to find a time, a place to get closer to him. You want him to embrace you. That stronger desire develop inside of you. That is because the seed. The seed got that function, not you. And then maybe even go further. You start to receive in light from him, inspiration from him. You start to learn that he is talking to you. And because you receive directly the message from him, you started to learn to serve people with God's word. God's word can come out through you to reach people and touch people's life. And use his word to serve people, to comfort people, to encourage people. If you are patient enough, I will talk even more. Because this very seed will grow and grow and become stronger and stronger. And you cannot hide. And at that time, it's not your control. But he is a master. He will show how his hand can work through you. And maybe at that time that you sense you want to get deeper understanding him. You pray that your spiritual eye can open. But at the same time, you start to feel and sense that you can never really catch up his pace. And you feel you are feeble and you are helpless. And sometimes you may experience discouraged. At that time, you start to turn to God himself, say, Lord, I need your Holy Spirit. Come to me and feel your lamb. My heart, I need you to feel me so I may receive the power from above so I can satisfy Jesus. You start to grow that. And you, this is just come from that program. He already put it there. Is it amazing? See, when you see a seed grow in all the way, you're amazed at it. But you know, you are the one that his workmanship is you. And his seed already there. And you just wait and see. Jesus will take care and be responsible because he already done all the program in you through his word. That word is the seed. And Jesus also talked about that man. The man went out to scatter the seed. That person. The man scattered the seed on the ground in good soil. And they say night and day, whether he sleeps or gets up, he does not know how. He doesn't know what's going on. What exactly happened of the seed? That guy has no clue. And Jesus say, all of this, every single process, Jesus give a very simple illustration, say, all by itself. All by itself. Do you know your spiritual growth all by the seed, his word, by itself? We try to describe this in another word. It's called, this is nature. Naturally. Actually, you need to watch nature. Actually, the nature actually is supernature. Because behind the scene, whatever you saw, there is a magnificent greatness, incomprehensible power behind that to sustain and control every single process. For the sea, all by itself. For the word in you will be all by itself. You start to experience, it's just amazing. You spend too much time looking outside. You don't look at what God has already done in you. That is incredible. You only see this part. You already can praise Him all day long. See, when we see nature, we see nothing. The sun, every morning, rise up. In the afternoon, sunset. Well, it's just nature. If it's not that way, it's not normal. But if you turn and use God's eye to see, then your eyes will open and you will see the greatness. What really behind that? If the distance between sun and earth just a little bit farther, you and I will become popsicle. If closer enough, will become chocolate. See? And you don't appreciate that. You don't feel that. How? What kind of power control this? And make you so comfortable in Southern California. Because He controls. That power is too huge that you cannot really understand. See, a young man and young woman, 3 meals a day on the table. Doesn't matter you got a good moon or bad moon, if sunset or raining, or you get up early or get up late, the 3 meals on the table always showed up there. Natural. You thought that should be this way. It's nature. But look, behind that nature, there is a huge power to sustain it. That is because of your parents' love. So you look at the table, you thought this is, yeah, it should be that way. If not that way, I'll start to feel something. I need to spend some time to think about it. But because every day looked like that, you need to think about it. All by itself. Behind that, there must be some supernatural power really sustain and control. Maybe I should talk about myself, about this message. The sickle. When it becomes ripe, mature, need to be cut off. See? When we get mature, we need to be cut off. That cut off means this world, I no longer belong to you. You have no authority over me. You cannot control me. I will not be bonded by you. I will take off and cut it off. The same, if Christ life in you become more and more spiritual and more mature, you know you can say bye to this world because you can no longer touch me. I belong to the heaven. I got the heaven life. And also one more, you see the seed. When it sprouts and then come out with the head, you know when the head start to come out. Do you know what the position of the head? The head is lift up high. Just like people. If once the head come out, you are boasting and bragging. You're proud and arrogant. You're breathing in the breeze. You happily swinging and dancing. You are so happy. Why? Because you have just head, but not full kernel in the head. Because Jesus' life is not full, mature, not fulfilled in you. So you can swing, you can brag, you can boast, but once you become full kernel in the head, that means Jesus' life is heavy loaded in you. You will see the head, what happened? The head position start to coming down. That's called humble. Because you got weight. You will not dance with the world. And you are full of ingredient and integrity. That's life. And if through this, hopefully Lord Spirit will reveal to you, a preacher cannot do that. He needs to reveal to you directly. Hopefully open a window for you, and then you say, ah, I see. I know what's going on. What's talking about the kingdom of God? It's a matter of life. Now we apply to ourselves from these scriptures. Because Jesus said, if the seed into the good soil, this process will continue, and for sure, it will get to that process and get to that direction. And I got hope. I got hope. Maybe today's situation is not that good. I'm not that spiritual, but I trust, because all by itself, I will surely will get there. So I can rest and have faith upon him. He will let it grow as long as I keep the good soil, the right attitude to his message. But on the other side, if we didn't turn out that way, if we didn't, we stuck. We just stop. Our spiritual life doesn't really grow. Our life cannot touch other people's life. People get along with us so long, but their life doesn't change because of you. You got something stuck. Then we need to come back to the very beginning. Whether my attitude to God's message is right or not. That's the only way. If you listen to God's message just like to hear a news or try to find something feel good, agree with me, then you will get stuck. Your life is very limited. People nearby you, they don't see any difference, period. They don't see any difference. Let us go to our Lord.